Fuzzy pants. Remember the fuzzy pants.
I don't remind me.
I wrote it down. On that Orla girl, I thought about talking about it, but I didn't really want to. On that song, Get Back, I thought you said, don't give back, just get back first. And I'm like, oh, that'd be a great title. Don't give back, just get back. And then it's just a hate song about how you want to go smash someone's lights in.
I could see that happening.
Thank you. Yeah, that'd be really good. And it's a play on words. Don't give back. Don't be nice. Just crush get them back. All. Yeah. Just show them who you are.
I just thought of something.
My friend asked me. We could do Loop Guru sometime.
Just because.
She went and got herself some pizza, and I was like, grab me a slice. And then she came back and she didn't, and I was kind of mad. She's like, I thought you were joking. I'm like, I never joke.
Not about pizza.
Not about that. And she's like, well, I don't even know what type you like. I'm like, edible?
Pizza.
I'm like, edible type?
This is C. Michael Hall, writer and creator of Ape Entertainment's El Dorado, and you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Comic Pop Rockin' in the Dirt. I'm Richard, along with...
April.
Luis.
Logan.
And we are brought to you by Comic Pop Library, and in today's episode, we are going to be looking at the EP Reverberations put out by Ryan Link. And Katie Trimble of the Muse Box was kind enough to send this to us to review and listen to, so thank you, Katie, for doing that for us. This is an unusual album, and I need to take a break to put the drop in.
Yep.
And so let's pause.
Oops. We'll be right back.
You didn't play the beginning song at the very beginning?
No,
nope.
I forgot. Came in with Ryan Link's Under the Rug, and Ryan is kind of has different flavors of music, so we're going to be doing this episode a little bit different. We'll let April
fought for the fuzzy pants.
Yeah, Logan fought for fuzzy pants. That'll be explained after a bit, but we're going to let April take over and talk about Ryan for a little bit and why we're going to be doing something a little bit different with this EP and how we're doing it and why. So April, take it away.
Yeah, jeez, you guys make it so hard for my job. I'm actually not going to tell you what we're doing different with this real quick. I'm going to go through...
Just talk about Ryan.
Ryan. Yeah. So you'll have to wait a
Ryan
bit.
Is Ryan is Ryan.
Because there's style, a lot style, to Ryan Link. Honestly, I don't have his name on this paper, and the only reason I remembered his last name was because of... Legend of Zelda.
Nice.
So, yes.
Come on, Link. Let's go.
Let's go. God dang it. But
Link is not a girl.
No.
Nope.
And Zelda's not a boy.
Exactly.
But back to Ryan, Link, the boy. Yeah, he's actually got some... He's got some history and background to him. He's... Born in San Francisco, grew up in Seattle, so he's more on, he's grown up on the West Coast more. And he was actually went to Berkeley for 2 years, Berklee School of Music, for 2 years, and then hit up New York for Broadway and everything. And he was actually in a couple Broadway pieces. He was in Rent and Hair, and then
know those,
yeah. And let me check. I don't know if he's still on tour or that's not even for him. Yeah, he's done with it, but it's very recently he was on tour throughout the U.S., Canada, and Japan.
Was that for the Broadway?
Yeah, it's Broadway adaptation of the indie movie Once. I don't recognize the movie. It's an indie one.
I don't
know. No.
That's ABC. But that's kind of neat that he went to Japan and places with it.
Yeah,
that's cool.
So he's got some background on him. And and he has been involved in the music scene most of his adult life. In college, he played around with a couple different bands, you know, tried, you know, tested some waters out. He has put out some EPs and a single or two here with other bands, you know. And but this is the first time where he's actually been like solid.
It's him.
Okay, now I've settled down. I know what I kind of want to do. This is it.
That's cool.
He kinda knows. We'll get into
which
that.
Is Reverberations. And the reason I say kinda, and now we'll get into the album, is because you would think from that first song, Lonely People, all right, he's an Elvis.
Nope, that's
Johnny.
Not Lonely People.
Lonely People was
God
the last.
God dang it, Orla.
Under the Rug.
Under the rug.
That's the name of the song.
I got so many papers lying around me. Just kidding. There's one little pile. My brain just doesn't know how to focus.
Well, you're right next to a filing cabinet, so there's probably a lot more than
you're
one pile.
Right. But yeah, you would think from Under the Rug that, you know, it's like, oh, it's very Elvis-y, maybe some Johnny Cash. It's like that cool old rock, like.
See, I went straight to Eagles.
Eagles, yeah.
Just the feel of it.
Yeah,
like,
and so
yeah.
It's gonna be cool, you know. I can groove with this, like, oh yeah.
The first song for me reminded me, like, it was like a, I don't know, like a, they were trying to base it off like in a 60s teen movie, like it's when it's starting and like, you know, they show like the, it's developing characters, so like one character is getting ready to like go to school and the other one's like, you know, already on the bus going. That's just, that's what I was thinking like the whole time I was hearing this song.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, I liked it. So it was kind of like that
Grease.
Rebel song. Yeah, Grease.
I haven't seen
so
Grease, so.
And then as we play this next song we're going into, it's going to be Not Going Anywhere. And if you want to play that, I'll talk about it afterwards.
Do we want to explain what we're going to be doing with
the EP? We're going to be going through each song. There's only four songs on the show, and we won't play the whole songs, obviously.
Yeah.
But just to give you snippets so that you guys know exactly what we're talking about as we go through it.
Because I fought for the fuzzy pants.
So this is Not Going Anywhere.
Tell me what you feel like doing tonight. Because all I got is fuzzy pants. I've been waiting till the moment's right. Sitting here on my hands, I got all kinds of grand designs that never materialize. If I don't start putting up a fight, they're gonna bury me alive. Well, the car's out front, but I lost my keys, and I'm all out of heartfelt apologies.
Yeah, so as you can hear, it's still got, you know, that little, that it's still got a rock sound, just like a slower rock song, lighter rock song, which is fine because every rocker has one.
Well, to me, he jumped
or so.
A decade
yeah.
in style.
Very I don't know. I'm not that. I'm not old.
I thought it was a very different style than the first one.
What was that, Logan?
I thought it was a very different style than the first
one.
Yeah.
That, and that's why we're going through each song because these are very different styles. Yeah. First one, I got an Eagles vibe to this one. The vibe that I got off of it was a Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. And that was more of the late the 80s area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His voice kind of even sounded a little bit like that, the rhythms. So, again, this is still within my wheelhouse. I'm still enjoying it because I like
Yeah, and I like it. I like it too, but I can't take it seriously because his opening lyrics, he says something about kind of like what's on your plans tonight, you know, because all I've got on is fuzzy pants. And I know the lyric is fuzzy plans.
No, it's pants.
No, the actual lyrics.
Look it up.
Fuzzy plans.
What's it say, Louise?
Yeah, look them up. That way you guys don't
Louise, what you doing on your phone? Are you not looking things up for this podcast right now? Yeah. What?
Yes, I am.
I guess I am now. Is what you mean.
All right, I'll do it. I'll do it.
I don't even find lyrics. It's Not Going Anywhere lyrics by Ryan Link or whatever. But yeah, so it's, I mean, God dang. If you're going to say plans, not pants. Because he didn't say pants.
Got on his fuzzy pants.
But fuzzy pants
he's
works too.
He's staying inside.
Yeah.
Because he's not going anywhere.
It mentions grand plans
now this
later. So his plans aren't
this
fuzzy.
This is where I kind of said this is kind of a confusing message. Because in the first, at least, verse, if it says fuzzy pants with or without, he kind of gives off like, oh, I lost the keys to my car. And
he did.
And so it makes me sound like, God, he's a mess right now. He's got no direction right now in his life. He's just trying to figure crap out. And then he says, usually I forget about love or whatever the lyric was. And so it gives me a very, like, he has no clue what he's doing deal. And then the chorus comes in, he's like, but I'm not going anywhere without you. And I'm like, that just makes it sound like you've got your crap together, which you just told me you didn't.
Well, actually, the first chorus, it sounds like he's saying, I'm not going anywhere because I have my fuzzy pants on and I am not sure where the keys are. The second one, it starts to sound somewhat like that.
But yeah, but the chorus gives off a solid. Yeah.
True, feel. But as we
fuzzy pants are in the verse, Logan.
And I think
I know, but I'm not going anywhere is what he kept on.
What's
repeating.
His name again?
So
I'm sorry.
He's
Ryan,
not going anywhere. He has his fuzzy
like
pants
Ryan
and
Gosling,
lost his keys. He's
and
not
Link,
going anywhere.
Like Link.
I was trying to remember his first name.
Yeah, I know. That's what I just said.
Like I said, this EP was just released March 3rd, and as of recording this, it's probably about April something or another. Yeah. For April? No.
That's 13th.
So I don't know when this will actually be released, but...
Yeah, so but you can tell, you know, there is a starting... You're starting to kind of sense a change in genre. If not change in genre, just change in pace, which is fine. Yeah. The next song we're expecting a little bit, maybe.
We're going to go another different route.
Yeah, and what you would expect, either a bit heavier rock or staying in the rock wheelhouse in general, it's not what we got. And this one is Reverberations.
He might help you turn your loss into your found. A hand reaches over to lift up the veil just when you're beginning to wilt. And sometimes a friend sees your untimely end and you visit the house that Jack built. Oh,
So that's, as you can tell, that is not, to me, rock of any kind.
There was a few tastes of rock in the beginning.
In the very, very beginning.
Just psychedelic stuff.
And then it kind of went to what? But it was already at what? From the very beginning.
After the very beginning, it kind of reminded me of a song type. Well, I can't remember what the group's name was, but one of its songs was Arkham Asylum. It did not have much to do with Batman, but it was named Arkham Asylum.
So look that one up, and we'll see.
No. But yeah, and
you probably won't be able to find it since there's actually a game, and then you'll have to go through some tracks. Do some searching. But
there is a different sound to this song from the very beginning. But at first, I thought, okay, this is weird, but maybe it's just a snippet opening, and then it's going to go into what it should be. And it doesn't. It just continues and gets more like that, and it's weird. And I don't enjoy it, especially.
It was good.
I hate it. So much when I'm not the song, but I hate it so much when ouch. People try to make like the vocals and the instruments kind of become one and just blah,
blah. Exactly. It's all psychedelic stuff.
Yeah, I don't enjoy it very much, and just the echo on his voice. It's not my thing at all.
You know, I pick and choose what I like within the psychedelic range, but. This one, to me, it was close enough to what I was used to, like with Puff the Magic Dragon, or like I said earlier with you guys, Bilbo Baggins, which of all people Leonard Nimoy sung. But it kind of had that feel.
We need to look this
Bilbo
up.
Bilbo Baggins this. Wasn't quite psychedelic, but it kind of, the very first, because it had a story-esque feel to the lyrics at the very beginning. And Puff the Magic Dragon definitely was a recall for me for
the
song.
Yeah, the very, very beginning of the song where he was like, there was a, or something like that. It like reminds me for a split second of House of the Rising Sun. And then, it's not like it at all, but it's just put a.
Yeah, that there it first is. Bit of instruments. Yeah, that.
The first bit of lyric.
The first bit of instruments seemed to remind me of some type of song. I can't quite place it, but.
Yeah.
That was completely different from what I expected, but it was still good.
Yeah, see
the
now.
First bit of.
And now you understand why we're kind of doing each song.
Yeah, and because I liked the first song, I was okay with the second one, and I'm like, all right, it's going to come back strong. I did not enjoy the third one. And then it goes into Maladjusted, and it's a good song, but like the theme is showing, it is different. And yeah, so we'll
the
show
theme
you that.
Is difference.
It's a Maladjusted. So that was Maladjusted, and it's not only different from the first genre we started with, but it's also different from the Reverberation song. And so, oh Jesus, and I like Maladjusted because it's like it's a cool Beatles sound. It's not pop, but it's got a poppy sense to it. It's kind of jumpy, jumping around a bit, which is really cool, and I think that's my favorite song out of the whole EP, but it's just it's different. It's not connected to the other three songs at all, and so that's like Ryan Link, I think, is fine as an artist. He's cool, but
he's showing off his versatility.
Yeah, but he needs to pick a genre. I mean,
why? Go for it.
I like the last song too. Everything. I think that suits him more for his kind of voice.
We're gonna fail that.
The last song we listened to, that fits him more, that he should just continue with that.
Yeah, that's what I like too. I think that's his best. He sounded to me, was that you maladjusted.
Like maladjusted Beatles.
But it's kind of like going back to the Blonde Ops book and everything. Yes, just because you have the ability to do a lot of different genres doesn't mean you should.
Why not?
Because
he's not advertising himself as any specific genre, is he?
No, I don't think he did.
With the first song, he is.
No?
With what?
With let me explain. Let me explain Music Brains.
Music Brains. Here we go, look at Music Brains.
Jeez.
Tastes good.
Like, when I listened to this...
Less filler.
Like, when we all listened to it, but what was going through in my head was when they played the first song, my very first taste of him, rock, classic rock stuff,
Elvis.
Yeah. Older stuff, Elvis was my first thing I said, yeah. Elvis. And so my brain is already switching, getting for, all right, I can't wait to
pick at
all this rock stuff, all this grit stuff.
Maybe separate the genres into each disc.
Right. So that's
go
his,
for the various genres.
So that's his genre. And it's kind of like when
maybe
I was with Blonde Ops.
Maybe, but
no matter how good a song is, if I'm going in, like going into Reverberations or Maladjusted, if I'm going in expecting a different sound, the song's not going to be good to me, as good as it could be. So yeah, I get it. Go into different genres on different EPs or albums, but as you do that, make sure to progressively go into it. That way you don't slap your listener with the difference. Like, I'm going to use Mumford & Sons because that's the most recent thing I have. They've made such an iconic sound to them and stamp of character of Mumford that this newest album they're coming out with, while I think it's too much of a shock because they are going in a different direction, which is cool, but they're going too sharp of a turn. Like, yes,
well, how many albums do they have now, though? Is this their third one that's came out?
Yeah.
Or a lot more?
Yeah, this is their third one.
So it's an established sound that you're changing with.
Exactly.
With Ryan,
this one, it's not established yet.
It is to me.
He can afford to go everything.
To me, first song establishes sound.
And that will happen with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mind it. But I'm kind of, with doing the reviews and everything, I'm kind of getting used to all the different feels and genres that... The mixing, I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
I do understand it. But to me, it's like, okay, I can dig this song for this song now rather than looking at the album. But I can see what you're saying. You're talking about the construction of an album.
Yeah.
And, you know, if he stuck with the old classics for a first EP and then maybe the second one he might switch to, like I said, the decade older with the Tom Petty.
Yeah, I don't mind him playing around. Just like
he advertises
that way. Do it smartly. Yeah, do it smartly.
You know, and he advertises that way, that he is going to be exploring genres. Different genres.
Doing
that would
songs.
Fit for him. But I can see what you're saying. Yeah. Where the first song usually indicates what you're getting into.
Yeah, because if you jar your listener in a whole new direction, no matter how good the sound is,
no more bitch slapping now.
Yeah. it's not gonna be pleasant.
Weird people. I like this.
Yeah, that's fine. You can like it. Yeah. I don't have a problem with you liking it.
Other people will, and some people will be like April. Some songs will, and it's like any EP. Some songs resonate better than others.
Yeah,
with everything. But I can see where she's coming from. But I can also see where you're coming from.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you want to listen to Indian. Sometimes you want to listen to the Wolf Whistling Song.
Yeah,
there you go. And having a ADHD brain might help.
I understood what he was talking about.
Yeah,
jumping around here.
Exactly.
So that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Again, this episode was a little bit strange because we went through a snippet of each song. So
we are going to do the train of thought one for the ending of a music one.
Yes, which very seldom happens. But we, again, want to say thank you to Katie Trimble for letting us listen to Ryan Link's music with his EP Reverberations. Is there anything else you want to mention about anything, April?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. And as Logan said, we are, to us, leaving out with a classic for us. We, in the very beginnings, left. We always came in with Andrew Lubbin's Train of Thought. It's been a while since we played that.
Wow.
We don't usually play it on the music either as well, but we're going back since we did listen to each song, and we are going to be doing Andrew Lubbin's Train of Thought. So, again, this is the Ryan Leakes. You've listened to all his songs within the episode.
Yeah.
So, everybody, we hope you've had fun. We've had fun here tonight. Mm-hmm. We'll see you on the flip side.
Bye.
I can see it all so clear. Please believe me, I really had something to say. But now it's bye-bye to my thinking. Now that my thinking's gone, I got nothing to say. Determination, I know that I have got to persist. Just gotta keep on anticipating, cause it's surely the moment that I don't wanna miss. And what I'm trying to say, well, I don't know, but I thought it was important just a minute ago. What I'm dying to say can't even be bought, cause I lost my ticket on the train of thought.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.